Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. Well, what a chortle fest provided to us by your party. In case you don't know, in the United Kingdom, that's a political party which was like so-called launched just over 2 months ago. So the 24th of July this year. Now, Jeremy Corbyn's formerly leader of the Labour Party, 15 to 2019. So he is the big beast in it. Well, seems to be co-leader with Zara Sultana, who was elected as a Labour Party MP only a year earlier. And then she split from Labour. She wants to save Gaza. In that way, she's admirable. But yeah, really, they take an ultra-left position on everything. So whereas Jeremy Corbyn's a real veteran parliamentarian, he was first elected in 1983. He's the most extreme left-wing MP there is. Now, for me, extreme is not necessarily a bad thing. And is he sincere in this? Does he practice what he preaches? Not really. I mean, I believe he owns a house. And you're so concerned about the needy. Why do you give them away your wealth? You know, your salary, is it like 90 grand or something? And to my knowledge, doesn't give away a penny of it. And he's not a man to hide his light under a bushel. He likes his holidays to Cuba, his rum and so on. And if you are so moral and so merciful, so concerned those less fortunate yourself, you can surely put your hand in your pocket and so forth, and wouldn't bring himself to condemn naked aggression against Ukraine by Russia. But that's another story. So they call this your party. It's not actually registered a political party. They're trying to figure out the name. And here we are 2 months later and they still haven't got a name. But it appealed a lot to a lot of disaffected Labour voters. So far left people, especially younger voters, were very deeply disappointed already. There's this disillusionment set in with Labour, which is failing to deliver. The NHS waiting lists are getting longer. Crime is getting worse. Illegal immigration is increasing, although actually left-wing voters think it's a good thing. And yeah, the economic growth is very limited. They cut that food and fuel allowance to pensioners. They seem to be changing that around. They haven't lifted the two-child benefit cap and. So Labour's not delivering. Its pusillanimity is disappointing them. They wanted, you know, red-blooded policies, really red. But it's not happening. Now, the obvious place for these people to go is the Green Party, which is not just environmentalist, but also ultra-left. And so this was founded. And you remember Jeremy Corbyn, he's got this rock star status, and he was on that political stage in Glastonbury. So he somehow connects to people whom others can't reach. So he was always a zealous campaigner. And he's a highly effectual orator as well. It's not a talent that's appreciated very much these days, because there tends to be soundbite politics. And okay, people hear you live, but we don't have, you know, hundreds of thousands of people turning up. And on the news, they'll give you 30 seconds max. But yeah, he was able to galvanize people. And that's why there's a bit of a youth quake for Labour in 2017. And remember those pro-Gaza MPs, all of them Muslim men, elected in constituencies with at least a significant number of Muslim voters, all previously Labour constituencies. They expressed an interest in joining your party as well. So that would give them six already, is that right? And they think there might be yet be more defectors from Labour. But these people, and I have to bowdlerize this, you know, this is a family channel, they couldn't organize a knees up in a brewery. So, wow. So the membership portal is going wrong. And there were fees to be a supporter. I already got 800,000 supporters, the signups, and it's unauthorized. They don't know how to sort it. So there's also tension about this. They can't agree on leadership, on who's going to access the data, on finances and so on. The processes are not sufficiently transparent. So Zara Sultana says that the other people involved in launching the party are doing so in an undemocratic way. They're not open about what's going on. People saying it's a sexist boys club and stuff like that. So, wow, it's meant to be about grassroots support. It's meant to be bottom up. Power starts with the ordinary members and flow upwards. It's not the leaders of the power and then delegate downwards. So they can't think of a name yet. Your party is really just a placeholder until they come up with a proper name. I mean, I could come up with lots of them, you know, Democratic Left, Social Justice Party. What was I going to say? Socialist Labour. I mean, that name was already taken. Workers, British workers, something like that. There used to be the Workers' Party of Britain. I mean, that was Calloway's party. I don't know. The Labour Workers' Party or something like that. What else would you call it? You know, so there are many possibilities. Some socialist and left probably got to be in there somewhere, either one of those, maybe even both. So they haven't even come up with a few possible names. So what else? So this doesn't bode well that they can't decide that on branding. They want to be avoid being accused of the actual Labour Party, and you can't have a name which is too close to the other. It's like a literal Democrat. Someone said, "Is that to confuse people? Want to vote for Liberal Democrats?" And the court said, "No, you're just trying to mislead people. It's to do with like trademark law." Okay, so the local organisers are saying they cannot get data about local member to contact them. It's unclear who controls the money and the data. And obviously, with this general data regulation, this is an area which is really matters. It's increasingly stringently enforced. So they're not able to organise locally, and they think, well, they can have some effect in like the local elections next year in England, maybe in the Scottish parliamentary election, the Welsh parliamentary election, and so forth. So it's losing momentum. It all started off so well. So unauthorised emails have been sent out. This could be a breach of data protection law and so on. So the fundraising hasn't been sorted out. And wow. So they don't know what their structure is going to be. When is their founding conference? We just don't know. So it'll slow down and people will get fed up and think this is just never going to happen. They will become demoralized and leave. So it started with such a burst of enthusiasm. I mean, 800,000 supporters, they weren't actual members. That's way more members than even the Labour Party's got at the moment. So it's just not credible. And to begin with, obviously, it was terrifying for Labour because opinion polls were going to show that your party would take up to 20% of the vote. And that usually happens when a new party bursts onto the scene, then things calm down. Can they really win? Do we really like them? And it's not quite midterm for the governing Labour Party. And then one of the blindingly blatant things to do was your party to unite with the Greens and call it Green Left or something like that. And I believe the Greens didn't put up a candidate against Comrade Corbyn last time. They probably won't do that. I mean, they might simply not field candidates, but probably not merge into a single party. Or they could do an electoral pact. Whoever's best place to win will stand. The seat that the Greens won or already placed quite well, they will stand. See that the Greens didn't even contest or place very badly, they might say, okay, your party, you can put up a candidate there. Whoever's got the best chance to defeat, as they would see at the capitalist parties. But they're not doing that. If they did that, it could be formidable. The your party would get seats, certainly in the double figures, maybe in the dozens. So yeah, they're just so disorganized. It just looks so ridiculous. So Shokhat Adnan Hussein, Ayub Khan, and Iqbal Muhammad, they are also the ones who seem to be tempted to join. So many supporters, but they hasn't really got going. So next month there's supposed to be this founding conference, which will be held in Liverpool, the most Labour city in the United Kingdom. Will that happen? And Zara Sultana and Jeremy Corbyn seem to be having a spectacular fallout before it even gets off the ground. They can't come together. The left is so splintered. It's so fissiparous, right? So when the two leftists walk into a room, the first thing they decide is what's the basis of the next split. I remember reading the Communist Manifesto and Herr Dr. Karl Marx saying, the communists do not set up sectarian principles. Well, they most certainly do set up sectarian principles, which is why you had, the Russian Social Democratic Labour Party fragmenting into Bolsheviks and Mensheviks. There were the socialist revolutionaries, then the left SRs versus the right SRs. Within the Communist Party of the Soviet Union, Trotskyites and Stalinists, the anti-party group and so forth, and then Maoists and whatever. My goodness. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.